Welcome to The Event Technique, the daily 9-minute podcast created exclusively for event planners and development directors. If you're on the front lines in organizing, promoting, or running nonprofit events, every episode of The Event Technique podcast is filled with valuable tips and strategies in bite-sized chunks that you can use to make your next event more successful. And now, please welcome the host of The Event Technique, the founder of Eventsburg, Jill Coomer.
Let's talk about ticketing. Ticketing can be the most awesome thing and yet the worst thing all at the same time. Initially, when you set out to put your event together, you need to determine the size of the venue, how many seats if you're going to have people that are seated, or how many people you can put into a specific venue. And that's generally going to be determined by the fire marshal, and they'll tell you what the occupancy is for that room. And that depends, of course, on whether or not people are standing or sitting. So when you get ready to pull your event together, you will know exactly how many tickets you are able to sell. And that is where some of the issues crop up before you even have ticket sales. So you need to think about the different categories of ticketing that you're going to have within your event. If it's a larger event, most likely you will have more ticketing categories, just simply because it's just more people and you've got more elements that are blending in. With a smaller event, you may only have one or two levels of ticketing. You may have a VIP level and a general admission level or whatever you want to call that. When you get to a larger event, then you begin to have other components coming in to worry about. So not only do you have your donor levels, your VIPs, your general admissions, your, you know, whatever, but now you have to worry about your sponsors who probably have tickets included in some of their sponsorship levels. You need to worry about the media. And by media, that can be anybody from newspapers, television, radio, that could be internet influencers, that could be all sorts of people that fall into that category of media. One of the things you need to remember with the media is they generally will not stay for the length of the event. So they need to specifically be handled on their own. If you're smart, you'll designate one person within the organization to strictly work with the media, someone who has the list of all of the names that can get them the photographs that they need right out of the box, and they're done. Usually in 15, 20 minutes, those folks are gone. They have other things to do on the same night, and they're not going to hang out with you until 11 o'clock. Another area to consider is the area known as comps or complimentary tickets. And this is where you can really get into trouble in a hurry. Tickets that are qualified as comps are generally those tickets for volunteers, sometimes tickets for media if they're going to stay, sometimes board members if you're going to include them in that, and so on and so forth. And comps tend to be that category that's sort of a catch-all kind of area. And that's part of the problem. It becomes an area where it's very easy to lose control of how many tickets you actually give out. And when you look at it, it's like, oh my gosh, how did we end up with 50 comps for this dinner? Well, not everybody gets a comp ticket. Your photographer, for example, they may get a comp ticket. Your musicians, if you have a band and such that is playing for you, they might get comp tickets. But after that, it starts to get to the point where you really have to evaluate how many complimentary tickets you're going to give away. Lest we forget, they cost money. Every single comp ticket is included in the count for your event, unless you know for sure that they're not staying. So, you know, if you figure your dinner is going to run $60 a head and you have 50 comps, all of a sudden you're looking at a fair chunk of change. And that's kind of a problem. So you need to be really conscious of how many complimentary tickets you are going to give away. And sometimes that's an issue. Board members will not be happy that they're not getting comp tickets, or that their significant other is not getting a comp ticket, or whatever. It can really create some uncomfortable moments when the organization is faced with what to do with people who expect to come basically for free. So you need to remember that. So now you got to think about your media, your comps, all of your different ticketing levels, as well as what's now going to happen to everybody when you get them there. They are going to be faced with one long strip of registration tables. And sometimes that's not the best thing. If you are smart, you'll break those tables out. So you have your sponsors in one category or one table, and you have your VIP guests in another, and your media and your comps also separated. That tends to reduce a lot of the stress right out of the box. People come up the elevator, or get off the elevator rather, come up the escalator, and they see signage that tells them exactly which table they need to go to. That reduces a lot of stress. People can get into the event much quicker because you've organized it and broken it all out. So there's no question as to who goes where. Something really significant to think about. The signage and where people go to register is one of the largest issues in an event. It can easily set off the entire evening and make the rest of it go downhill without even realizing that that's what's going on. If a guest's name isn't on a list, they can't get to their seat, they can't gain access to the event, they're unhappy before the event even really gets going. And you don't want that. So if you separate it out, create separate lines for every single category, that will reduce an awful lot of stress on everybody's part. And generally, your guests are going to be pretty pleased. Your staff or your volunteers will be able to move people through relatively quickly, and that makes for a great, organized, easy peasy sort of registration and check-in. Happy when they get to an event. So you'll need to figure out a way to separate them off from everyone else who's checking in, who's already purchased tickets ahead of time. If you can do that and have 4 or 5 different check-in areas for your media, your comps, your VIPs, your sponsors, and then people that need to purchase tickets, that reduces a whole lot of stress on everybody who is waiting to get into the venue. People generally, when they look at it and say it starts at 6, they're going to be there a few minutes before 6 because they don't want to miss anything. So if you make the process to get into the event itself difficult, they're not going to be happy. And sometimes it's really difficult to bring them back when the first impression is not a good one. That's this week's tip of the week. You guys have a great week. We'll be back at you soon. Take care. Make sure to catch this podcast and other podcasts at theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. You can also catch us on Alexa on the Flash Briefing. Hey, Alexa, give us the Event Technique, and we'll pop up with a 1-minute little nugget that you'll be able to take to get your day rolling. And last but not least, if you have an event that's coming up that you want to list on an awesome calendar that goes nationwide, Eventsburg is it. Eventsburg, Eventsburg, because we're in your burg. We're everywhere. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Event Technique with Jill Coomer. Whether you're a veteran in the nonprofit event business or just getting started, The Event Technique is a veritable goldmine of tried and true tips and strategies that can help those running events, large and small. For more powerful tips and strategies to make your next event a huge success, get a copy of Jill's latest book, The Event Technique, available now at Amazon and www.theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. For more bite-sized chunks to make your next event more successful, see you next time on The Event Technique Podcast.